is the Advertising Week Social Club. We are in the midst of today's Advertising Week Social Club chat. Hashtag AWSC chat. I'm Zanger in Portland, Oregon. New Bear in Lexington, Kentucky. And we have a special guest who I'd like him to introduce himself to the world.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. My name's Karm Alia. I'm a junior copywriter at JWT Dubai and a member of the Advertising Week Social Club family.
That, see, look how proper that is. Look at,
love
see,
it. That's just it, even, it just sounds good.
Yes. Carl, we'd like you to read one thing in the Denny's menu. We'd like you to say Moons Over My Hammy.
Moons Over My Hammy.
See, now, every Denny's menu should be done with an English accent.
Audio. Audio is their answer.
Correct.
Philosophy will get you everywhere.
America's diner is always inflectious.
Yes, that's true. This is true. So we wanted to follow up on question number three. So we have desire, anticipation, trust. When you think about hope, you feel blank. And Carl said human, which was probably the most profound answer. Carl, explain why you said that.
Well, I guess what I mean by that is that essentially to hope or to dream is I believe it's innate within us. And as humans, we have that ability to go beyond the norms and the regular days we have and to actually look to the future and to hope and to find it within ourselves to actually try to improve and to constantly analyze and assess who we are and what we are. It's not just about day-to-day activities. It's more about, you know, I mean, funnily enough, I keep being brought back to the Apple saying those who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that do. Mm-hmm. And as humans, we can really do that. It's false hope. It's real hope. It's about being optimistic, being pessimistic, pragmatic, whatever you are. At the end of the day, it's a human thing, and it's innate within us all.
Tis very true. Tis very true. Now you've just, you know, you really have just started out in your career. What have you learned so far in your career that relates to the idea of hope? Because, I mean, let's face it, when we get into our day-to-day lives, we get into our careers, there becomes a bit of a pattern, but how is that pattern broken by hope?
I mean, what I've learned is that going into a big agency is there are all number of characters. Some have been there 5 years, some have been there 5 months, some have been there 5 days. It's all down to that individual to hope and to dream about what they're going to achieve, because it's not down to anyone else but yourself. Mm-hmm. No one's going to tell you to hope for more, to do better, or to stay later, or to work harder, or to come up with 10 ideas when you can come up with one, or to come up with 50 when you can come with 10. It's all down to you. I think the only thing I'd say, and I guess advice, if for want of a better word, to you know, people and young creatives starting out in the industry like myself, is it really is all down to you. Whether you're trying to get the job, when you do actually get the job, you can progress as quickly or as slowly, or, you know, as it's all down to you. And so dream big, you know, hope for more.
I love it. Newbear, anything to add before we wrap this up? I think he pretty much said it all.
Oh, he killed it. And that's why, you know, we were sitting here going, we need another, I want another emotion. I want a different emotion. Everyone talks about, you know, excited and excitement. And for me, it would be energy. Whether you're in a conference room with 20 people or you're sitting in front of a Word document by yourself, that energy, right? That excitement. And so to take it to such an elemental level, but inside of that humanity, be talking about self-propulsion and propelling yourself up and down and across the wide-reaching corporate ladder, you absolutely killed it.
All right. Well, Carl, thank you so much for joining us. Another creative director in our midst, for sure. Another future creative director. And very, very pleased that you were taking the time. You're in Dubai, so what time is it over there? Like 2 in the morning? 3?
It's 10 to 11. But believe me, after the last week of pitching and 3 a.m.s and 4 a.m.s and overnights I've had, this is an early night for me.
All right. Well, good. Well, we appreciate you taking the time. And more importantly, we appreciate all the support that you give the Advertising Week Social Club family. And trust me, my friend, we will be in touch sooner than later.
Very good. I look forward to it.